This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day.
You know, the truth be told, sometimes I think that if I'm forced to do one more of these daily podcasts, I may scream. Just wait, you may hear it. Now, I know that no one is holding a gun to my head and forcing me to do them. It is my choice. But I often think, you know, what's the point? Is anyone really listening? And even if they are, I cannot really tell people something that they don't already know. Well, then I must remind myself of the intent. These are not meant to motivate others. I really don't think that is humanly possible. These podcasts are intended to inspire you to find what motivates you to succeed, whatever that means to you, to evoke that inner wisdom. You know, I used to be a professional actor, and as an actor, when you are learning different techniques for being emotionally true, for connecting, you undoubtedly stumble upon sensory recall. You've probably heard of that. And this is the ridiculous, psychologically dangerous, amateurish method where you recall a memory of your own life that will elicit the appropriate emotions for a scene. Yes, this is where you remember when your dog Skippy died as a means of creating a reality for an audience. Well, you know, this is soon found to be an ineffective approach for most actors, because aside from the blatant disrespect for your own psychological health and history, you risk losing the emotion by overplaying the memory. You can only remember Skippy's death so many times before, you know, the emotion dries up. Well, the same is true for what motivates you to achieve success, however it's defined for you, in your life. You change, the world changes. Therefore, that which motivates and inspires you will change as well, in addition to your definition of success. So my question for you is, what motivates you today? And how can you use it to ensure your success today and this week? Success or sabotage? What does success mean for you today? Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, no one can motivate you but you. Until next time, I am Mark Ward. The New Thought for the Day is a production of newdesign.com, spelled NUDESIGN.com. Check it out. Also, be sure to tune in to our weekly radio show, The Pill, Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Central. You'll find it on Blog Talk Radio.